and we reaffirm that now. However, it's our understanding that this prerogative is predicated on some tacit agreements when it comes to documents that are submitted by the chair to the plenary in response to a mandate bestowed upon him. Those documents, like CRP2, for example, once issued, should be presented to states parties so that they can present their views. This is a corollary to, of the sovereign equality of states that, to the best of my knowledge, was not revoked by the NPT's provisions. Nuclear weapon states and non-nuclear weapon states alike have the right to be on record and explain their views. Even if a document is unbalanced, all views are to be heeded. We should not sweep under the carpet differences of position. Otherwise, the chair runs the risk of being exposed to criticism, and we want to preserve you, Mr. Chairman. We reckon that neither CRP2 nor its REV1 were capable of mustering consensus in the room. And we defend your prerogative to pick one of them as the one reflecting better your perceptions. Nevertheless, we do not wish to see the repetition in future PrepCons of the situation where a chair's document is shelved even before being discussed. As my delegation stated this morning, it's our perception that the revised version of the draft factual summary issued this morning falls well short of moving us forward, particularly when it comes to nuclear disarmament. The new elements included on the nuclear disarmament pillar go against the positions expressed by the vast majority of member states and do not stand a chance of ever contributing to promoting common understandings and consensus in the upcoming review conference. Quite the contrary, as expressed by my distinguished colleague of New Zealand earlier this morning, it is deeply polarizing language. We therefore deeply regret that it was decided to submit the revised version in your own capacity. From our part, we will bring home your original CRP2 as the most accurate reflection of our discussions during the past 2 weeks, even if it lacks any official standing, as does your working paper, WP44. Going forward, we express our expectations that the different approaches followed at the third and last session of the PrepCon next year. We also caution other delegations against the repetition of this tactic. This represents a further weakening of the basic trust in the transparency and participatory nature of the review process and risks doing more damage to a process that is already severely compromised. I thank you.
Thank you very much, Ambassador. Now I give the floor to Ambassador of Switzerland to be followed by New Zealand.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm taking the floor on behalf of Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, Finland, France, Germany, Ghana, Ireland, Japan, Kazakhstan, Mexico, the Philippines, Sweden, the Republic of Korea, Thailand, the United Kingdom, the United States, and my own country, Switzerland. And we reaffirm our commitment to reducing the risk of